There's school learning, and then there's life learning. And that is what happened when Jack Long sat down to talk to his family for Dayton Youth Radio.
Can you tell me some stories about my mom?
I know she was kind of scared when she found she was pregnant with you, but she was excited because she always loved little kids, especially little boys. And she was real excited to name me a Jack. I'm not sure exactly why, but an admiral because of Grandpa. I don't know. I know she just was a good mom. It's like you guys were the most important to her. And everything she did was for you guys. She was just that kind of person.
All high school seniors go through this discovery period. We're about to leave the home that we grew up in and the people that surrounded us for 18 years. So we instinctively reflect back on our family and our parents. We want to know those crazy stories. We want to know those details that make our parents unique. You might find out that your dad played in a band called the Stubby Butts and the Four Dweebs, or that your mom posed nude for extra money in college. I'm just trying to figure out who my father is. I've wondered what he looks like, what he sounds like. Does he have another family? Is he blonde like me? Does he know my mom's dead? I want to know my father because I'm curious. I want to know, does he like the same music? Does his family have a history of heart disease or high blood pressure? And what can he tell me about my mom? Learning about him can help me learn more about my mom. I think of my mom almost every day. Her name's Melinda, and we all call her Mindy. There's a picture that hangs on my wall of a white hibiscus, and I always liked this photo my mom took. If you catch it in the right lighting, it looks like a man wearing headphones. She was an avid photographer. We only have a few pictures of her, and the couple that we do have of her, she has a camera slung around her neck. She was always the one behind the camera. My memories of my mom are infused with stories from my grandma, who adopted me after my mom died. What is your favorite memory of her?
We liked to take walks, and she used to make fun of me when I walked fast and would say, "Forrest, run, run, Forrest."
What was her personality like?
She was very smart, but she was also very funny. One time when we were on vacation, Mindy liked to talk a lot, and so on the way home, she just kept talking and talking, and Papu said, "I'll give you $10 if you're quiet for 10 minutes. She was trying so hard, and then she just started talking. She's like, "Arr!"
I don't think about my father a lot. I don't really know enough about him to think about him. How he exists now is a crude caricature, so I need to define him in concrete terms. I need to talk to him. I got his phone number from my uncle.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
What can you tell me about my biological dad?
He was tall. He played baseball. He was awful. Like, he wouldn't bring diapers. He wouldn't bring clothes. And he wouldn't pay child support, and then she'd have to, you know, call the court, and they'd have to give him so many days, and he'd have to be so far in arrears, and then he'd pay a little bit. So I don't know. I guess I just hold that against him.
I want to forgive my father. He's been gone for nearly all the years I've been alive. But there's this need of wanting to learn more about him. But my grandma doesn't want me to see him. My grandma has not forgiven my father for what he did to my mom and me.
Would you ever think about forgiving him or think about moving on?
So why are you asking that?
Because I want to know why you haven't forgiven him.
Because he hurt my child and my grandchild and lied to me a lot and lied to your mom a lot. And who knows what was going on. I know he's been married a couple times and has kids with a couple different women. And I just feel like there's things that he did, like he said, like after your mom died, well, that he wanted to meet you again, and he wanted you to come live with him. And so when I wanted to meet with him and his wife, he wouldn't do it because his wife didn't know. And so, like, he was just lying.
I think I want to talk to him.
I don't know. What would you ask him?
I wanted to know if he was blonde.
He's blonde? Maybe I sort of feel jealous because I've had you this whole time, and he's not been involved, and I don't know, you know what I mean? Like, I've been possessive. I don't know. Do you feel like you've missed that your whole life, though?
No, because I've had other people to fill that.
You know what I mean. Like Uncle Jim and Uncle Joe. They're good. Yeah. And they, Uncle Bob.
And John.
And John. So everybody loves you. They try to be there for you. But I think they are there for you. Don't you think? Lots of kids have dads, and lots of kids don't.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
Kevin Moore
is not available. At the tone, please record your message.
Hi, this is Jack.
For Dayton Youth Radio at Bellbrook High School, I'm Jack Long.
That was Finding Dimes, written and produced by Jack Long, a member of the class of 2018 at Bellbrook High School. Special thanks to Jack's grandma, Bridget Long, and also Katie Bell's Tenny at Bellbrook. For Dayton Youth Radio, this is Basine Blunt.
Support for Dayton Youth Radio comes from the Virginia W. Kettering Foundation and the Ohio Arts Council.